Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. New House Leader Mike Johnson is set to bring his resolution to the floor today to avert a government shutdown. Funding runs out Friday. He says the bill will be an extension until January.
We've gotten together. I believe there's going to be bipartisan agreement on that to break it up and put it into January 19th for the first tranche of the bills and February 2nd for the rest. And that will allow us to go through the deliberative process in good faith.
Lawmakers still need to take up emergency aid for Israel and Ukraine. Security is heightened at the March for Israel in Washington, D.C. today. Homeland Security has classified the rally as level one, the highest designation for law enforcement. President Biden delivered remarks on the nation's climate report, saying the world cannot wait to take action. He says his administration is offering incentives to help U.S. households save energy and help the climate. The president heads to San Francisco today to participate in the APEC summit and hold talks with China's leader. This is ABC News. Volcanic activity keeps southwestern Iceland on edge.
Steam continues to rise from the six-mile-long fissure that runs straight through the small town of Grindavik. Locals have been evacuated to safe centers out of harm's way.
Earth can just open up and swallow you. You never know. So it was really scary. And actually, when I came here to safety, I felt so good, so relieved.
The evacuation came after the region was shaken by hundreds of small earthquakes every day for more than 2 weeks. Scientists continue to closely monitor the buildup of magma underground. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A few months of lower travel demand, lower oil prices, and cheaper winter blends of gas have lowered prices at the pump. The Energy Department reports the average price of regular unleaded went down to $3.35 a gallon. King Charles is celebrating his 75th birthday today. He's marking the day by visiting a project that helps feed the hungry. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
Black Friday starts now. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Act now. Visit Verizon.com.
iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers are one step closer to spending more than $500 million for upkeep to American Family Field. An amended bill passed the state Senate this morning and is headed back to the Assembly this afternoon. Assembly leaders and Governor Evers have said they support the amended bill that aims to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. There's a new bill to get guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic violence in Wisconsin. Monique Minkins is director of End Domestic Violence Wisconsin. She says many domestic violence deaths are preventable.
Domestic violence and firearms are a lethal combination. Victims are five times more likely to be murdered when their abusers have access to a gun.
Convicted abusers in Wisconsin have been able to legally have guns since a state Supreme Court ruling last year. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This is a friendly reminder that winter parking restrictions begin on November 1st. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation of this ordinance on or after November 1st. We hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. Please call the department if you have any questions.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70 of Phillips, passed away on Friday, October 6th, of complications from a stroke that he had in April of 2018. He is survived by his wife, Lynn, by his three sons, Todd, of Hillsboro, Wisconsin, by Travis, of Oshkosh and by Troy of Wanakee. Survived also by 8 grandchildren, along with his siblings, John of Idaho Falls, Idaho, Jeff of Abbotsford, by Mary Jo Palmore of Tucson, Arizona, and by Carol Roman of Puerto Pensco, Sonora, Mexico. Survived also by several sisters-in-laws, nieces, and nephews. A celebration of life for Tim will be held next summer, 2024. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70, of Phillips. Bernice Helen Polachek passed away peacefully on November 8th at the Northern Lights Care Facility in Washburn, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband of 67 years, Joseph, by her children, Mark Polachek, Brian Polachek, Gerald Polachek, and Janine Dobson. Survived also by 10 grandchildren, by 18 great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Raymond Voken. Memorial services to be held 12 noon on Saturday, November 18th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation to be held 1 hour prior to the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice Helen Polachek. Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice, passed away the morning of November 11th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital after a short illness. She is survived by her 4 children, Shelley Lewandowski of Mosinee, by Michael Pishka of Wausau, by Mark Pishka of Rothschild, and by Sharon Weeks of Mosinee. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Betty Carlson, Helen Best, by Sharon Jilka, and by Jack Collander. Survived also by her sisters-in-law. Memorial service will be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 25th, at the First Baptist Church in Prentice. Visitation beginning at 9:30 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice. Irvin H. Engel, age 97, of Butternut, passed away peacefully on November 10th with his daughter by his side. He is survived by his 6 children, Perry Engel of Plover, Wisconsin, Doug Engel of Bourne, Texas, by Dawn Engel of Park Falls, by Craig Engel of Bourne, Texas, and by Cindy Engel of South Lake, Texas, and by Scott Engel of Saratoga Springs, Utah. Survived also by 14 grandchildren, by 4 great-grandchildren, by his brother, Donald Engel of Fort Atkinson, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Irvin H. Engel, age 97, Butternut.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone? Hypothetically.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Hey, Bobby, you ready for football practice?
I don't know, Dad. I don't feel so good.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Let me check your temp with Exergen. Oh, wow. Yep, you're staying home. Fever 100.2.
Wow, those Exergen thermometers are as fast and accurate as our team.
Exergen thermometers, the smart choice for those game-time decisions. The clinically accurate Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies and conveniently located at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 56. Southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 36. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 53. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Cloudy skies expected Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, mid-30s by Friday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 56 this afternoon. Lows level off around 36 tonight. We should top off around 53 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 55.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to unfall apart.
Round up your friends for an electrifying performance by Runaway June on Saturday, November 18th at Lake of the Torches. Proclaimed by Billboard magazine as the next hot trend in country music, you'll enjoy hits like Buy My Own Drinks and Broke Hearts Do Broken Things. Purchase your tickets now at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 to attend all shows. Winning is more fun at the lake.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Landon. Listen to my show, The Buck Off, on Friday, November 17th. We're getting ready for the gun hunting opening weekend. And if you're looking for that amazing deer or an amazing deal, we've got you covered on The Buck Off. Presented to you by Wisconsin Area Music Industry, the Junkyard Bar and Grill in Wisconsin Rapids, and the Kellner Cafe.
The hunt is on Friday night from 9 to 11, brought to you by the Big Dipper, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Northwood Supper Club, and Seed and Feed in Fifield.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NFL, a second chance field goal makes the difference for the Denver Broncos over the Buffalo Bills.
Will Lutz's field goal attempt as time expired was the difference as Denver outlasted Buffalo 24-22. Lutz had actually missed, but the Bills were flagged for having too many men on the field. Lutz then connected from 36 as time expired. The Bills turning the ball over four times in this game. Quarterback Josh Allen says he's still confident.
Again, we've done it before. I know we can do it. It's just a matter of doing it.
Buffalo falling to 5-5 on the season. The Broncos raise their record to 4-5. I'm Gene Battaglia.
In the NHL, winners included Edmonton and Colorado. Top 25 men's college basketball winners last night included number 2, Purdue, 3rd-ranked Arizona, number 4, Houston, number 12, Miami, as well as number 14, Arkansas. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, a big second half sparked the Boston Celtics past the New York Knicks in an Eastern Conference clash.
Jason Tatum scored 35 points, and the Celtics pulled away from the Knicks in the second half for a 114-98 win. Jaylen Brown added 22 points for Boston in its third straight win.
Games like this are fun, you know, toughing it out, using our physicality, you know what I mean, and figuring it out down the stretch, and I think that's what we did tonight.
The Celtics took the lead for good on 3 Kristaps Porzingis free throws late in the third quarter. Jalen Brunson scored 26 points and Julius Randle 25 for the Knicks, who had their 3-game winning streak snapped. Geffen Kulbaugh, Boston.
Other winners were Toronto, Milwaukee, and Sacramento. Major League Baseball, Baltimore Orioles infielder Gunnar Henderson and Arizona Diamondbacks outfielder Corbin Carroll were both unanimous selections for the Rookie of the Year awards. This is SRN Sports.
The Bucks win, but lose a player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks get the win over the Chicago Bulls last night at Fiserv Forum, the final 118-109. But the team learned that they will be without forward Jay Crowder for 2 months. He needs surgery to repair a groin injury. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You know, let's talk about Jay. It's going to be hard not to have him. His presence is very important to the team, making great plays offensively. So he's definitely going to be missed.
The Bucks head to Toronto to play the Raptors tomorrow night. Baseball reports say it appears that the Brewers will name bench coach Pat Murphy as the team's new manager. Craig Counsell says Cubs president Jed Hoyer called and met with him the first day he was a free agent.
Like, the organization is just in great health. Jed presented a very compelling vision of that. It is time to be a Cub. There is momentum happening here, and it feels close.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Right now.
Come on, let's go!
Drink a watermelon.
The greatest station,
98Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call, thought again. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number 2 was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge will be made out in the rain. Where we went chasing falling stars on a hill.
Country. Online at 98QCountry.com. Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Yeah. Tyler Hubbard back then, right now. I'm John St. John with you. So Thanksgiving falls on Thursday, November 23rd. It seems like usually it's later in the month. Here's the rule. This was put into law. Thanksgiving shall be on the fourth Thursday of the month of November. Sometimes the fourth Thursday comes, well, later in the month, has a later date. But this year, it's the 23rd. Kind of funny that it's 2023 and Thanksgiving is on 23. How about that? So don't miss it. It's coming up early this year, they say. Ingrid Andress and Sam Hunt are coming up. Parmalee, Mitchell Tenpenny. We've got it all for you right here.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
Black Friday starts now. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Act now. Visit Verizon.com.
iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment. Purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of financing options and get free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals for huge savings today.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 56. Southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 36. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 53. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Cloudy skies expected Thursday. Decreasing clouds by Friday. Mid-50s Thursday. Mid-30s by Friday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 56 this afternoon. Lows level off around 36 tonight. We should top off around 53 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 55.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back like I got nothing.
burn just like you. Everybody says give it time, but I'm feeling like I'm stuck on rewind. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
We don't have each other's numbers anymore. We don't make any plans Friday night. And I won't know you when you're turning 64. But nobody knew you better at 25.
Mitchell Tenpenny, we got history. Speaking of history, today, well, it's not history. Today is the 14th of November, 2023. It's a Tuesday. It is International Selfie Day, proclaimed by the Diabetes Foundation. It's Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day. It's American Teddy Bear Day. It is National Pickle Day. My wife loves pickles. National Spicy Guacamole Day. Operating Room Nurse Day. Thank you, operating room nurses. You save our lives. And it's World Diabetes Day. I hate to say it. I have diabetes, so I'm all with you if you're suffering from that. It's a terrible thing. Coming up, Carrie Underwood, Jordan Davis, and more great country. We've got it right here on this special Tuesday for you.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just four doses a year after two starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
Slow dancing with a bleached blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo.
Oh,
racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson. Too late.
With your fingertips, last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight, and I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met, but baby. Something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met, but baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but
listen online at 98qcountry.com.